Good evening, everyone. I wanted to meet together, and just before I begin, I want to thank the Blumenthal family for sponsoring this shiur, and the words of Divrei Torah should be a schus, refuah shlema, tashira bas devora leya, and emetz Hashem, the entire mishpacha should see refuahs and yeshuas bekarov. I think that many of us are struggling before this Purim, that the atmosphere, the background, the picture of a classic Purim is not what we're expecting, and it kind of in our preparations and are in our state of anticipation. To be honest, a little bit, we just want to get through it. You know, move on. Hopefully, Tuf Shin Pei Beis will be a different experience. And this will be a Purim to shove under the rug. It's not going to be the real, true Purim. Many of us are not going to be with many of the families, the chevras, the social norms that we usually find ourselves with, mishloach manos, might look a little bit different. And this is the struggle that we have. A Purim that's going to look very different. And I want to address this very issue and what our state of mind should be as we prepare and we approach the Yontif of Purim in Tuf Shin Pei Aleph. And I'd like to start with a story. A story that I think very much connects to this struggle and to this machshava that I've had for the last few weeks about what is our appropriate mindset as we approach the Yontif of Purim this year. There was a Rosh Yeshiva that led a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, and unfortunately the yeshiva was having some serious financial struggles. And the Rosh Yeshiva went to America, tried to collect funds, and unfortunately he returned, and the matzav in America was not a time for giving. People were struggling, and he came back really not with the funds that he needed. He had a ben bayis that was in his home and heard and saw how distressed the Rosh Yeshiva was. Not sure he might have to actually close up the yeshiva. Can't pay the rebbeim. He can't keep the rooms, the lights, the bills, everything running. And the Bacher, who was a ben bayis by the Rosh Yeshiva, he said to the Rosh Yeshiva, "Please, Rosh Yeshiva, give me an opportunity. Give me 2 weeks. Let me go to America. Let me try to raise the funds. And then we'll have to make the decision after I come back." Rosh Yeshiva had nothing to lose. Rosh Yeshiva said, "If you want to try, why not?" And Kachava, the boy, took a flight to America. Within 2 weeks, raised all the money that was necessary for the yeshiva to sustain itself, and then some. And the Rosh Yeshiva was in shock. Rosh Yeshiva turned to this boy and he said to him, "I don't understand." He said, "I'm not new at this." He said, I've been to America before. I've raised money before. I know the people that I go to that usually, Baruch Hashem, help me. And I saw it was gate-nished. I saw it wasn't happening this year. I saw Am Yisrael was in a difficult financial predicament and it wasn't going to work out. And I actually know how to fundraise. You have no experience in fundraising. You've never been on this journey in your life, and you go to America, and chick-chack, you collect the funds, and you have more than we need. How's it possible? What is your hidden secret? How did this exist? How did this come to fruition? The Megillah doesn't tell us a lot about Esther. The Megillah says, Asher ein lo av vo'im. That's all we know about Esther. Rashi in Megillah on Daf Yud Gimel tells us, Asher ein lo av vo'im, a very, very troubling Rashi. A very, very sad Rashi. Rashi tells us that Esther Amalka Asher ein lo av vo'im lost her father during the pregnancy, and she lost her mother during childbirth. Esther never met her parents. And that's all we know about her. Says the Medrash, Asher Yisoyma Asher Ein La Ava Eim, the Medrash comments on that pasuk in the Megillah, that when Klal Yisrael went into exile, when Klal Yisrael were leaving Eretz Yisrael, Mokom HaMikdash in the Golus, at the Churban Beis HaMikdash, they turned to the Borei Olam and they said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Anu Yisoyim B'li Avoheim. We have nothing. You're sending us into the Golus. We have no one to rely on. We have nothing. We don't know what we're going to do. Yisoyim B'li Avoheim. Nebuch. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Medrash in Esther Rabbah. Atem she'oimrim yisoyimim asher ein la'am avoim. Tiyu nigolim. You will be zoiche to be redeemed through a representative, through me, asher ein la'am avoim. None other than Esther Hamalka. What does this medrash mean? Klal Yisrael is turning. They're in a situation of churban, of destruction. They don't know what they're going to do. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them, you are who are Yisoyimim, you will be redeemed from Esther Amalka, that will be a Yisoyim Asher Ein La Avoy. What does one have to do with the other? And what is the Medrash highlighting that specifically the Geula from the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash back to Eretz Yisrael will be specifically through Esther, who the only thing we know about Esther is Asher Ein Lo Avoim. Why? I mean, it's very sad. It's something to analyze. It's remarkable that she was able to be to accomplish what she accomplished and to raise up to the challenge, even though she didn't have the upbringing that we would have expected, such a character. But specifically, it seems like it's because of the fact that she was a Yisoyma Asher Ein Lo Avoim. What is Megillas Esther? Why do we call the Megillah specifically with that name Megillas Esther? My son Akiva asked me on Friday night. So I'd like to delve into that and possibly suggest a new pshat for this year Purim, Tafshin Pei Aleph, for us to embark upon. The Gemara tells us in Chulin that all of the characters that we find in the Megillah have hints in the Torah to their existence. Haman min haTorah minayin, the name Haman is hinted to in the Chet of Eitz Hadas. Hamina Eitzazeh, Haman. Mordechai will be seen and hinted to in the Parsha of Kisisa very soon. More drawer. If I could just ask to mute yourselves. Esther min haTorah minayin. Says the Gemara, it's from the Pasuk in Parshas Vayelech. Va'anoichi, and Hashem says, Anoichi haster aster ponai bayoy mahu. There will be a situation that my revelation, my appearance, my face will be hidden from Klal Yisrael. But what is the context of those psukim in Parshas Vayelech. If one opens up a Sefer Dvarim and looks at Parshas Vayelech, something remarkable and startling from these psukim. Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe Rabbeinu in Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Tezayin, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Hincha Shoichei v'mavosecha. There will be a time that you will not be around any longer, and Klal Yisrael, unfortunately, Vizono Acharei Elokei Nechar. They're going to follow other gods. They're going to rebel against me, Klal Yisrael. Va'ozavani, and they're going to leave me. V'hefer esbrisi, and they're going to annul the treaty, the covenant that we have together, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. The pasuk continues, V'chora api b'yoy mahu. I will be angered on that day. V'azavtim, and I will leave them. V'histarti ponai mehem.
If you look back at my record, you'll see how I'm paying
you. If you could just mute, please. Umatsuhu raos rabos vitsaros. And there will be, unfortunately, raos rabos vitsaros. There will be a lot of difficult situations and many tsaros and raos rabos. Bad things will come upon Klal Yisrael. But then what will happen? Listen to the pasuk. Va'omar ba'yoy mahu. Halo al ki ein elokai bekirbi. Mitsauni haros ha'ele. Klal Yisrael will recognize. Klal Yisrael will realize, why is this happening? Why are these tsaros occurring? Why is all this existing? It's because Hashem is not on our radar. It's because ki ein elokai bekirbi, because I don't have avodas Hashem on my mind. And Klal Yisrael will start returning and recognize. What does the Rambam tell us? The first stage of tshuva is hakara sachet. It's for a person to recognize he's on the wrong path. And that is exactly what happens and transpires in the pasuk in Parshas Vayelech. They saw the punishments, they saw the tsaros, and they maneuver and they go on to the right path. Ki ein elokai bekirbi. Immediately following that statement, va'anoichi haster aster es ponai b'yoy ma'u, al kol ha'ro asher osa kifono el elokim achirim. When is there a hint to Esther Amalka? When is the answer, the response of the Gemara? Esther minatoira minayin. Where do we find the source of Esther? Again, let's summarize. It's after Klal Yisrael recognized that they were on the wrong path and they were chayzer b'tshuva, and they said this is obviously because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not involved in our lives. And they went back to Avodas Hashem. And then the pasuk follows, V'anoichi haster es aster ponai. Bayoy ma'u. Sher kifono lelokim achir. The Ramban over here asked the question in Dvarim. Parshas Vayelech. Says, I don't understand. This pasuk is out of place. The pasuk should be earlier. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognized that Klal Yisrael is off the path. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognized that Klal Yisrael is not serving appropriately. So that is the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and I'm going to hide my face. There's going to be Astaras Panim. That is the Hester Panim. Not when Klal Yisrael are already going on the right path, are already on the path of tshuva, already recognizing Asher Halo Alkien Alokai Bekurvi Mitzauni Kol Arosa Ile. When they're on the correct avenue. That's the source for Esther. Esther min ator minayin. Vanoichi haster aster panai. Very strange set of psukim. What's going on over here? And why is that specifically the source for Esther Amalka? Perhaps if we answer that, we could possibly develop what Megillas Esther really is truly about. Gemara tells us in Megillah on Daf Tezvavim Abeis something fascinating. The Gemara says, what in the world was Esther thinking? Why in the world would Esther invite Haman to the party? I mean, she has an audience. She has a backstage pass. She is talking one-on-one with Ahasuerus. Why would you conference Haman into that conversation? Why would you even allow him into the inner chambers to possibly mess up, defend himself, present things in a different way that could totally foil the plan? What in the world are you doing, Esther? A fascinating question. What was Esther thinking? Really not so strategic. A little bit of a risky move when Esther decided to invite Haman, who she was trying to accuse, to actually that conversation. And the Gemara says something remarkable. Amar Rav Yeshua ben Karcha, Asher lo yomru, Achos ktana, Yesh lanu bebeis hamalchus, V'yifnu min harachamim. What does that mean? The Gemara tells us, you know what Esther recognized? You know what Esther was achieving by inviting Haman to the Mishteh where she is going to make her claims to Ahasuerus? She is going to now allow for the Nes of Purim to exist. How? So not strategic. Because it's not about strategy. On the contrary, when you think in the government's house, you have a Yid, you have a Jew, you have whoever you want to call it. Achos ktana yesh lanu bebeis hamalchus. We have a connection. We have someone who's going to do it for us. And everyone's schmoozing about it. This is the talk of the town after the Kiddush on Shabbos morning. You know what? Klal Yisrael's going to be in good hands. You know why? Because this person is in the White House. Or this person is sitting with Ahasuerus. No! There is one. There is one entity that can save us. Ein lanu al mi lishoin. Ela al avinu shabashamayim. And Esther recognized this. That now that she's the Malka, Klal Yisrael, Yifnu min harachamim, they will no longer be mispalat Hashem. They're going to hang their hats on the connections, on those people that they know in high places, those wealthy individuals who have influence. Esther says, that can't create a Megillas Esther. That can't create a Nes of Purim. So the one thing she could do is invite Haman to the party. So every person on social media, every person on their text messages, on their emails, did you hear what Esther did? What a meshugana. What crazy woman. She mamish has the audience of the king. She mamish, it's unbelievable. The access that she had, and she blew it. The lady Pasha blew it. Everything. We'd relied on her and she blew. What are we going to do now? We're going to turn to the Rabbeinu Shloim. Because there's no one else to rely on. You know who asked? How did Esther know that? How did Esther know that that was key? Because Esther was a Yesoima. Asher ein lo av va'im. Esther was the only individual who can bring out a Nes of Purim. Because it only could exist if you exit out of your lifestyle, of your existence, that yeah, we keep mitzvahs, we keep Shabbos, we keep kashrus, we try to do what's right, but ultimately, it's all about how I maneuver things. It's all about where I invest here, and how I take care of this, and who I speak to about this, and I got this person in that circle, and this person in that circle, and it's when you're in this community and with this surrounding. And ultimately, those are the things that are going to get me out and protect me. Yeah, I'll do my thing. I'll keep that Shabbos thing. I'll keep my mitzvahs. But ultimately, bottom line, what am I relying on for my survival? It's all about the connections and about my maneuvering and the way I run the world. Says Esther, absolutely not. The reason I was chosen was for one reason. Asher ein la avoim. her existence was a yesoima. A yesoima without anyone to rely on. Listen to this beautiful vart, one of my favorite varts of the Rishon. He says a gewaldige pshat in Tehillim, in Kapitel Yud Gimel. When David HaMelech turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he asks the same exact question as what we're speaking about here, about Hastaras Ponim. Ad ono tastir ponecha mimeni, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How long are you going to stay hidden from me, Hashem? How long? Ad ono oshes eitzas lenafshi. How long can I survive like this? That I could try to run around without you revealing yourself. So that's the usual way we read this kapitel. Ad ono tastir ponecha mimeni. Ad ono ashes eitzas lenafshi. How long? David HaMelech is asking question after question. But perhaps we read that kapitel wrong. Perhaps David HaMelech is actually answering his question in the second verse. Ad ono tastir ponecha mimeni? How long will HaKadosh Baruch Hu remain hidden? How long will there actually be a hastaras ponim? Ad ono oshes eitzus lenafshi. Until I stop relying on all of the advice and the connections and the maneuvering and everything that I think runs the world, until then, there's going to be this existence of Hastaras Ponim. Once I recognize that it's only Hashem, and it's always been Hashem, and that's the only way to live, in the truest sense, in the most meaningful sense, and you internalize that, then, says David HaMelech, that's when Ad Ona Astir Ponecha Mimeni, that's when the Hastaras Ponim will cease to exist. When I stop trying to be a god, when I stop thinking it's me, it's koichi, it's va'oitzim yadi, it's what I did, and it's not what the Rabbeinu Shalom. And this, and every single thing that's existing in our world are constant messages from the Borei Olam. It's the simplest yesod, but it's so profound and life-changing when it becomes real. And it actually is internalized. That's what David HaMelech is saying. That's the key to really recognizing Hashem and the revelation of Hashem in the world. We choose a new path. No longer choosing the Eitzos Lanafshi, this Eitzah, and that investment, and this maneuver, and that, with this job, and that. No. Ultimately, it's up to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And that's the way I have to conduct my life. That has to be primary before any other hishtadlus that I'm involved with. I think that's the exact answer to the Parsha of Vayelech. It's true. The Psukim say that Klal Yisrael are going to go off the path. Klal Yisrael are going to be mezaneh away from Hashem and serve other gods. But then Klal Yisrael will fix those mistakes. Asher ein alokai bekirbi, they'll recognize that they were off the path and they will begin the tshuva process. And they will be from a yidden. They will be shomer Shabbos. They will be shomer Torah mitzvahs. Yet, ask the Ramban, so why after they already were chozer b'tshuva, does the Torah say, va'anoichi haster aster ponai? Doesn't it seem out of place? Perhaps the answer is yes. It makes a lot of sense. You see, because we could be from in the year Tavshin Pei Aleph, but yet live with Hashem in a Hastaras Ponim fashion, where Hashem wants to reveal himself, but we don't let him into our life, even if we're on the right path, technically serving him, because there is that lack of full bitachon and amuna. There is that lack of recognition of what? Ultimately, each and every one of us, we're alone. We're yisoymim b'li avoim. And the only thing we can rely on is the Borei Olam. So even after their chozer b'tshuva, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but if it's not with that sense of bringing Hashem and recognizing that it's all dependent on Hashem, then there's going to be something lacking. There's still going to be Astaras Panim. Listen to the words of the Pasuk. V'anoichi haster aster panai b'yoy mahu asher kifono el Elokim acherim. What does the Pasuk say? Because you keep turning your head in other directions to hang your hat on this, to rely on this, to connect yourself with this. Sometimes I speak to myself. Sometimes I'll daven. Sometimes I'll be involved in mitzvahs. I'll try to be mekayim all of Shulchan Aruch. And I'm already, v'omer ki'ena l'kai b'kiri, Hashem wants us to serve Him better. But ultimately, when I need that assistance, when I need that extra boost, that parnosa, that chisaron that I'm having, whatever it is, do I turn first to the Borei Olam? Do I say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not about what I'm going to do. It's not about who I'm going to connect with right now. Ultimately, I am a Yosom. I'm alone. And Hashem, I can't create this without you. I'll put in the Ishtalas, but only after I recognize that this is only true with you. We could be on the right path, but there still could be a reality of Hastoras Ponim. The Gemara says brilliantly, Esther min ha-toira minayin. What is Esther all about? Esther is about, don't rely on the girl in the White House. Don't rely on the woman in the parliament. Don't rely on anything that exists within our world or our social orbit. Anyone who you know, anyone in your community, that's not what it's about. That's not what the service of Hashem truly in its fully sense is. And that will ultimately be Megale, the Esther. That will reveal the Hastaras Panim. In order to really be connected to Hashem, above and beyond everything else, is to take it to the next level, even after your Chayzer B'tshuva. And to recognize, Hashem, without you, I have no one. Who could teach us that lesson? Hayisoyma asher ein lo avoim. Esther Amalko. Nothing else could help me here other than the Borei Olam. That's the answer to Esther min ha-Torah minayim. That is the title and the cover of the entire Megillah that we will read. Megillah comes, says the Maharal, from the word Gilui. The Gilui of the Hastara. That's exactly what this entire story is about. And that is the story of our existence in this year. The boy turned to his Rebbe. And he says, Rebbe, you want to know why I was successful and how I was successful? I'm going to tell you something that I've never told you. The boy turned to the Rosh Hashiva and he said, the Rosh Hashiva knows that I'm a ben bayis by you. And the reason I'm a ben bayis by you is because when I was a young boy, I lost my mother. And unfortunately, a few years later, I lost my father. And I became a ben bayis by the Rosh Hashiva. Asher ein li avoim. I had no one else. And when I was sitting Shiva, there was a man that approached me. And he said to me, I want to tell you something that's going to be very hard for you to understand, but it's something very important that you listen to because it's going to help you for the rest of your life. And the Pasuk says as follows, Aviv v'imi, Azavuni. My father and mother have left me. V'Hashem Ya'asveni. And the man turned to me and said, I want you to listen carefully. Your father and mother have left you. But remember this. Any challenge that you have in your life, make sure that you turn to the Borei Olam and you ask him for help. Because he becomes your father. And I listened to what that man said.
And I turn. He turns to the Rosh Yeshiva, and he said, in every issue, in every struggle that I've been involved with since that Shiva, before I send a text message, before I send an email, before I make a phone call, before I have a conversation, I open up with turning to Hashem. This is my issue, and I need you to help me. And it's never failed. And the Rosh Yeshiva, that's exactly what I did before I flew to America. I said to Hashem, I don't have a father. I don't have a mother. This yeshiva has been my house. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need you to be my father and to allow me to collect the funds to keep this yeshiva open. Ki aviv v'imi azavuni. But that allows for an existence of an Esther Amalka, of a Yeshua of Purim, of a Gilui in a Makom that there's so much Hastara for other individuals. That's exactly what Esther is teaching us. We might be alone in this Purim. We might feel lonely during this Purim. But that's not a Bidyevid type of Purim. That is the most truest Purim possible. In a year where there are masks and there are things that are going on that we don't even understand. All of our safe havens, all the things that we used to feel secure with, everything that we used to think that we knew, that we think we controlled, that we think we understood, that we thought we were connected to. Now it's all masked up. And on this Yontiv HaPurim, we can recognize, we can, for once, the truest way, read the story of Purim without all of the other distractions of a regular Purim. Our Purim celebration does not have to be dependent on all of the entities and the things that exist surrounding us in our lives, whether it's different chevras, whether it's different people, different sudas, different other individuals. There's so many distractions. And unfortunately, in a normal year, we don't involve HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our celebration of Purim. We don't get to this level of Anoichi Haster Aster. We're still trying to fit it in with our existence of Adona Oshis Eitzas L'Navshi. Who am I going to be with? Who am I going to celebrate with? Who am I going to give Shalach Manos with? That's not what it's about. Those are all distractions. I think we have an incredible, incredible opportunity on this year Purim. We have an ability to actually, literally, when we're with our families, when we're by ourselves, to have a moment with God and to recognize this is not about Fauci. This is not about CNN or Fox News. This is not about Democrats versus Republicans. This is not about Cuomo. All of that, they're puppets. This is about HaKadosh Baruch Hu sending us message after message after message. A year of a story of Purim. I was in quarantine last year, Parsha Zohar. It's a year already. It's a year. I don't know if you want to call it an anniversary or a yard site. It's a year of communications from the Borei Olam. I want to reveal myself in the Gilui of Esther. Anochi Aster Aster Ponai. How long are you going to live of Achus Ktana? I have a sister in the parliament in the White House. No. When are we going to be alone with Hashem? When are we going to recognize Yisoymin Beli Avoeim? And the message that the Medrash is telling us, that was the key to the Geula from the Golus. When Klal Yisrael thought, as they left the exile, as the Medrash comments, they left the Churban Beis HaMikdash and they said, how are we going to do this? How are we going to survive? Yisoymin Beli Avoeim. Hashem says, that is exactly the response. That's the Nekuda. You think it's something to the detriment. You think it's a disadvantage. I'm going to reveal to you that the way and the key that you're going to exit out of the Golus will be through a Yisoyma, Asher Ein La Avoeim. That was the transformation that we had to go through from the Gullus of Churban HaMikdash to the Geula of Esther Amalka, to be Megala, the Esther, the Hester, Vanoichi Haster Aster, to ultimately come to the recognition that once we know it's all Hashem, once we know that He's the one running every single dimension of our lives, and we start believing that, and we start communicating to Him like this Yosom, like the Ben Bayis of the Rosh Hashiva, then there will be a Gilui. Then there will be a Yeshua. That's exactly what Hashem is calling to us. Have a Purim, a quiet Purim, but the realest Purim, the truest Purim, a Purim that's so meaningful, a Purim that we could recognize that our whole world this past year has been one long vinahafochu, a hafecha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is screaming to us, come back to me, recognize me, enough with the Eitzes, enough with all the connections, enough with the sisters in the parliament. Please come back to me. Reveal me. And then, who knows what we could accomplish this year? Chazal tell us that Purim is one of the only Yomim Tovim that will exist La'asid Lava, above and beyond all the other Yomim Tovim. Which means that the Yontif of Purim, when we get above and beyond and past, and I'm not trying to belittle it, I love it myself, but I get a little distracted, to be honest. And sometimes I forget what Purim is all about. Purim is from the lights of La'asid Lavo. That's what it means. We tap into a yontif that will exist in the times of Asid Lavo. That's wild. In the times of the Gilui, of when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealed in this world, and there will no longer be a Hastaras Panim. And now we have an opportunity to really internalize that, to focus on that, to change ourselves, and to recognize we're Yosomim. We are truly alone. And how appropriate it is to have a little bit of a quieter Purim, to have a little bit of a focused Purim, to have a little bit of an introspective Purim. And maybe that will be the key to actually bring that Purim of La'asid Lavo so much quicker. Maybe that's exactly what Hashem, after this long Purim story, all the masks that have been in our lives, what He's trying for us to reveal and no longer create a Vahanoichi Haster Aster Panam. So maybe we can think about ways to change our emphasis on this Purim in ways that we don't usually focus. And sometimes we get involved in many, many of the other elements of Purim, which are beautiful, but sometimes don't allow Hashem to enter into our Purim and for us to mimic what Esther was all about. You know, Lubavitcher Rebbe has a whole sicha. We don't focus on this because we try to be joyful and we try to keep the celebration going. We want that party to never end. But did anyone ever ask you, what actually happened to Esther Amalka? Where did she go after the story? She stayed. She stayed in the Beis HaMalchus, Lubavitcher Rebbe spoke about. But that's not a reason not to celebrate. She was still a Yosoima, Asher Ein La Ava'im. But you know what? She wasn't alone. And she succeeded to teach Klal Yisrael that it's a maila and it's a schus to be Yisoimim. Because ultimately, that's what lets HaKadosh Baruch Hu into your lives. That's when we come to the Eitzah of David HaMelech, of stop searching for Eitzahs L'Nafshecha, of Ad Ona Taster Ponecha Mimeni, Ad Sheloi Oshis Eitzahs L'Nafshi. So we have to spin and do a little vinahafochu on this entire Purim. It's true, we're struggling. It's not a familiar Purim. It's not a recognizable Purim. It's not the same type of Purim as last year or the years before. But is that necessarily a bad thing? Does that mean that that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants? Does that mean that there's no Avodas Hashem on this Yontif of Purim? Or vinahafochu On the contrary, this might be the greatest Purim and have the greatest revelation that we'll ever be able to reveal. And this might be exactly the story that we're reading from thousands of years ago. Let's take advantage. Let's capitalize on this Yom Tov of Purim. Let's instill this message with our spouses, with our families, and recognize what needs to be recognized on this Yom Tov of Purim. And Amir Tzashem, we should all be zeicha to refuos and yeshuos, and to the greatest existence possible, that will Amir Tzashem exist, and will be an outgrowth of this Purim, which will be a life of gilui panim, and this pandemic will be over, and all of the tzaras will be over, and Amir Tzashem will enter into the zman of Purim, that will be nimshach, that will continue to exist in the la'asid lavo, b'mheira b'yameinu, amen. I want to wish everyone a beautiful Freilich.